Hey everybody, this is Sophie and welcome to episode 481 of the Big Boo Cast. On this episode, Melanie has some thoughts and also some feelings about the parking situation at this past weekend's A&M basketball game. I am going to talk about all of our weekend festivities, and we're going to talk at length about Super Bowl commercials. We would love for you to join us on Patreon. If you haven't done that yet, it's at patreon.com/bigboo. Our first episode of February is going to be with my friend Matthew, and we're going to talk about what we've learned from our conversations over the last year and a half, where we have practiced what it looks like to disagree and love one another. We would also be so happy if you stop by our Amazon shop to see some of the things that we love and love to use. That's at amazon.com/shop/bigboo. Finally, you can get tickets for the live stream for our Birmingham live show in April. You'll find that link in the show notes, and those tickets will enable you to watch the show for a week afterwards. So even if you can't be there live, you'll be able to access that video. So be sure to check it out. Okay, everybody, thanks so much for being here, and we hope you enjoy episode 481. Hey, everybody, this is Sophie. This is Boo Mama.
Hey, it's Melanie. It's Big Mama.
And I haven't gotten to say this in a while, but Melanie has been to College Station, everyone.
I have. It was my first trip of 2026.
Well done.
Yeah. Listen, so I had, and listen, we had a great time. So about 2 or 3 weeks ago, my friend Meredith, who was one of my college roommates, she texted me and said, I just saw Caroline in Sephora, because there's a Sephora in College Station now. Mm-hmm. And Mare was there visiting her daughters. And she said, I just saw Caroline. And she was like, it made me miss you. And I was like, we ought to all get together. And she was like, great, I have nothing going on. So we started looking at the calendar. We brought Gully in to the mix, because Gully lived with us too, obviously.
Right.
And we planned, because we were like, there's a basketball game Saturday night. It was Florida. We were like, it'll be a good game. We'll come in. Mayor has they have like a game day house in College Station. So we were like, we can hang out there. So it was so great. So I drove in on Friday. Gully and I dropped our stuff at Honey and Biggs, because of course we were still going to spend the night at Honey and Biggs.
Well, certainly. Yes.
Of course. Yes.
Yes.
So we dropped our stuff. Honey did, per use, have a little happy for us from Heartworks.
Heartworks.biz.
Heartworks.biz. So some little socks, some little Valentine's socks.
That's so sweet.
It was very sweet. And so some little chocolates and some little heart earrings also. And we did that. And then we immediately went straight to Mare's. Mare had gotten, her daughter is working at a charcuterie place. And so Mare had gotten us a lovely charcuterie board. And so we did our very favorite thing. And I'm telling you, we got to Mare's, I guess, 6 o'clock Friday night. And at 12:30, I looked up and was like, oh, we probably need to go home and go to bed. You know?
Oh, like, wow. That's impressive. That's impressive.
It was just, but the three of us really, we'd seen each other like football game days, but that's always such a quick, you know, it had been so long since we had just all been able to just sit and talk, you know?
Yes.
So we had a great time. We talked about all the things, totally caught up. On Saturday, I got up. I had texted Caroline and said, hey, while I'm in town, do you want to get together? And I said, do you want to go to lunch? And she said, how about a lovely brunch? And I said, yes.
That sounds fantastic. I'm very sad I was not there. I haven't seen Caroline, it feels like, in just decades.
It's been a long, well, I mean, you saw her the live show, but that was always so hectic.
It's
always
so hurried. Yeah.
Yeah. So I was so happy to see her. So we met at Napa Flats Bistro, which is just highly recommend if you want a great brunch, if you want a lovely brunch in College Station. And so we met there. And so we caught up on what's going on with her and how she's doing. I have to say, her hair looks fantastic right now.
The picture you posted of her was gorgeous.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. I took it. I was like, I've got to take a picture of you to send to your dad. And your hair looks so good. But that's a whole sidebar, because what she's been doing is, she had told me back before Christmas, she said, I'm going to try the Abby Young method on my hair. Abby Young is a young influencer on Instagram who has a whole hair method that she prescribes.
Okay.
But it's all drugstore products.
All right. I'm interested.
Mm-hmm. But I have to tell you, I mean, like, Gully was so enamored with Caroline's hair when she saw her later Saturday night that Gully yesterday said, I'm fully on board. I've ordered everything I need for the Abby Young hair method.
Okay. I don't know about this at all.
No, I didn't know about it either. And so we'll link it. And so you can do your research. But basically, she gives you this whole regimen for your hair. And Caroline said the only downside is it does, she said, I probably have to wash my hair every 3 days now. And I was able to go longer. She was like, but it's worth it because I can tell my hair is healthier than it's ever been. And it did. It looked super healthy.
Okay. All right. I'm interested.
Yeah. So we did that. We went to brunch. We caught up on life. And all of that. And then I met Maren Gully. We did a little bit of shopping, just kind of walked around a little boutique, Sobby there, but none of us were really in a buy-in mood. And then, so at 5:30, we had made reservations to go eat dinner before the game, because we were like, it'd be great. We'll go have a margarita before the game.
Right. And your game was at 7:30, correct?
The game was at 7:30. Mm-hmm. Yes. So 5:30, we go. We order our margaritas as soon as we sit down. What I'm going to tell you is about 6 o'clock, we still didn't have our margaritas.
Oh, no.
And I was like, hey, I asked our waitress. She was like, oh, yeah, the bar's working on it. So then we waited like 10 more minutes. And Mara was like, I'm going to go see what's going on. So she was like, she went and asked. She came back and she said, apparently they're missing one of the ingredients they need for the margaritas. And they're going next door to get it there. So then the waitress comes back over and we're like, can you tell us more about this? What ingredient are you missing? You know, because I was like, if it's something, maybe we can do without it. She's like, agave. And I was like, well, that feels important, you
sure.
know?
Yeah, yeah.
And anyway, it was fine. We ate, we got some chips, and then we head to the basketball game. Probably because we knew traffic was going to be bad. And I had already prepaid for our parking in lot 100, which is the big lot outside of Reed Arena. So I had prepaid. And so we go, we allow ourselves an hour to get in and get parked and all that. When I tell you that it was gridlock, we sat, like, there were people that finally were just pulling over and parking and just starting to walk. But I was like, I have prepaid my parking and I'm getting my $7.50 worth because I prepaid.
Is there a garage by the arena?
There is a garage, but I purposely avoid that garage because it takes forever to get in and out of.
Okay.
And so I was like, I don't want to do that. And like, but here's my whole thing. I was sitting there in the car and it was getting closer and closer to tip off time. And I was like, here's the deal, Texas A&M. You know, this many people are coming to this game, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. and at the end of the day, Reed Arena, I think they said it was about 12,000 people. So this isn't like what we're doing for a football game either.
Sure. Yeah.
So, and now there had been a softball game earlier too, but I'm still just like, we know that all these events happen where we have to get people in and out. And I don't understand. We're an engineering school. Why have we not figured out a better way to do this?
Yeah.
You know what yeah. I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So we sit. Then I pull up to the first entrance to Reed Arena and it says lot full. And I show the guy my phone and I said, I prepaid my parking. And he was like, oh yeah, but we're full on this side. So you're going to have to go to the back and pull in there.
Oh,
so
we
sit in more traffic.
Okay.
And then I pull in. And here's the thing. These are college kids. So it's not their fault. You know what right. I mean? They're just there right. scanning your deal.
Yeah. They haven't designed the system. They're not responsible for that part of it.
Mm-hmm. And so I pull in. Then this other cute little guy, I said, I prepaid my parking. I said, are there still spots available? And he's like, oh, man, I really hope so. And I was like,
listen, you love to see the optimism, right?
He's like, I really hope so. I was like, okay, all right. I appreciate your honesty, you know? Uh-huh, uh-huh. And so we found a spot, but I'm going to tell you that by the time we got to our seats, it was about 10 minutes after the game had started.
And golly. Mercy.
Right? I feel like an hour should be plenty of time.
Now, the good news, I guess, is that if y'all were 10 minutes late, y'all had only scored 3 points at that point.
Oh, no, we had only scored 2 points at that point. We were there when the third point was scored. We did. We get there, then somebody's in our seat, so we sit in these other seats, but I hate doing that because then you feel like you're just waiting for somebody to come and say, you're in our seats, and I'm like, well, we're in your seats because somebody's in our seats. Anyway, but when I looked at the score, so by the time we get to our seats, we figure out where we are, I look up and I'm like, did the game just start? Right. Because we only have 2 points. Right. Like, I was expecting it to be like 29-27 or something, and I was like, it's 11-2. What's going on?
I don't know when I've seen anything quite like it. We were watching here. Jackson was here. Alex was here. And we turned it on a little late, but I was like, hold on. Hold on just a minute. Something is amiss.
Yeah.
And it was one of those nights, and everybody has them, but it was one of those nights where y'all could not purchase a basket.
No, we could not. I'm going to say what was amiss was our entire shooting system.
And also the fact y'all were committed to play in zone, which I felt like was a mistake in light of their size.
I agree. Because I think the thing you know about us is we are not a big team.
No, which is normally your strength. So you just got to beat them. You just got to beat them to the other end.
It gets to be halftime. And we're like, oh, you know, what's the halftime show? Whatever. I'm going to tell you that a man came out. And listen, I admire his talent. But what happened at halftime was that this guy came out. I'm assuming he's about in his 30s. And they started playing all this like hype music. And he starts by balancing a crutch on his nose.
Mm-hmm.
Like
mm-hmm.
a crutch that you walk with.
Yes.
Then he balanced an ironing board on his chin. And then they started playing the whip and the nay-nay. And he did the whip and the nay-nay with his ironing board. And the three of us got so tickled thinking about how did he sell this to the A&M Sports Administration of like, well, what I do, you see, is I do the whip and the nay-nay with an ironing board on my chin.
And how do you discover that you can balance an ironing board on your chin? Like, what's the progression there?
I decided that I felt like somewhere he had a lot of time during COVID.
Okay.
You know, that's my fanfic for it is I decided, I think that in 2020, he had a lot of time and was like, turns out I can balance an ironing board on my chin and I can turn this into a marketable skill, you know?
Creativity at work, everyone.
Yeah. So that was that. And then the second half of the game started and it became apparent pretty quickly that we weren't going to do any better in the second half than we had done in the first half. And let me say, Aggie basketball has already so far surpassed anybody's expectations for the season that to lose a game like that to Florida, you're like, you know what? It's going to happen. Basketball, it's a long season. A lot happens. They're a great team, clearly. It's all fine. So I didn't even care. But about 10 minutes left in the second half, I looked at Gully and I was like, hey, anytime. And she goes, let's go. And so, man. Because what I was thinking was, I don't want to finish watching this game and then also have to sit in the traffic for another 2 hours. And we wanted to go to Hush and Whisper. So then we went to Hush and Whisper in downtown Bryan, which is like a little distillery bar that we love, and Meredith had never been. And so we went there, and Mayor was like, oh, I've heard they have a great lavender espresso martini. And so against my better judgment, I was like, that sounds delicious. I'm going to get that. And I'm going to tell you, at 4 a.m. when I could not sleep, when I had been up all night long.
Yes.
I really regret it. But it was funny because Meredith and I were sitting there and we both had our espresso martinis. And I said, I hope I sleep tonight. And she said, oh, I can have a Red Bull and still sleep. So I was like, oh, Mayor has skills that I don't have.
Yeah.
And
my sister has those same skills, by the way.
Yes. And I don't understand it because I'm telling you, I feel like it took until last night for me to come down from that espresso martini. It was delicious. But it was so stout.
I get it.
And so.
Yeah, it's rough. It's rough going. Yeah.
So, but then Gully and I got up. We had already decided we were getting up. We were leaving town by 9 o'clock just because we wanted to get home and have Sunday. And it was Super Bowl and all that stuff. So, and neither one of us had slept because Gully also got sucked into the espresso martini
thing. Well, at least y'all had each other on the way home.
We did. And so we got more coffee on the way home. But it was such a fun weekend. And we were like, you know what? We're doing this. We've decided. We're like, this is going to be a February tradition because it's kind of a month where there's not a lot going on. We were all so glad to be together. It was just, you know, it's just, there's something about people that have known you forever and just the things that you laugh about that you're like, God, we were idiots. You know, we've lived We've lived a lot of life. So it was really good. And so came home and that is my weekend.
Okay.
What about y'all? What's happening?
Well, mine was not that eventful, not by the longest shot, but let's say Friday, I worked on our Birmingham live show guide that we're going to send out to the people who are coming to the live show.
So exciting.
I had put that on my calendar, like to get that done. So I got that done. And then Friday also, David and I went to lunch. We went and ran some errands and that was fun because, you know, I don't know, it's just fun to kind of do something like that on a Friday for some reason. And then Saturday, Jackson came over and did laundry and I ended up frying chicken, which means that Alex ended up coming over and we watched y'all's game. Jackson and I watched the Olympics. We watched a chunk of the Olympics.
Yes.
You've never seen two people be more clueless about certain sports, but then become experts almost instantly, right?
Oh, for sure. If they don't hit that triple axel, what have you been doing with your life? How hard is that to land?
How hard is that? I have decided that nothing sounds worse to me in my whole life ever than being a participant in the skiathlon.
Is that the one where they're doing the cross country
skiing? Oh my gosh. It looks like they go uphill for 72 miles. Even these people who are trained in this event look like they would just as soon crawl over to the side and die. They're just, I can't imagine how your legs feel, how your abs feel.
No.
So I've watched, at this point, I watched the women's and I've watched the men's, and they look equally miserable, the women and the men. I will also say I don't think it's an event that the Americans are particularly skilled at doing.
Yeah. sounds right.
That was not our strength, but we watched that. We watched ice dancing. We watched, what else did we watch? I watched a little curling. I watched some pairs figure skating, and then we watched the snowboarding event where they go down. It made my stomach hurt every time, like butterflies, where they go down the super tall thing.
We watched that. Off.
Oh my word! How on earth?
Okay, Perry and I were watching that yesterday, and I said, "How do you even venture into that? Because Perry said, he said if you told me that I had to slide on my bottom down that hill with a pickaxe to stop myself, I would still say no.
Same thing to Jackson. I was like, if you told me that I had to descend that hill on my own, I said, you would find me clinging to whatever I could cling to and just, I would weep. I would just weep. I would be terrified to go down that thing.
I know. How do you get to the point where you can just do that and just hurdle your body with the snowboard attached? I don't even understand. I don't understand.
But I'll tell you this. Not only did I kind of get used to watching them go down that big slope, I got kind of critical. Oh, that's a shame. They touched with their hands. Oh, well.
That's right.
I think they're out. Anyway, so we watched that. We watched y'all's very sad basketball game.
Yes.
I can't remember. We watched something else, but that was Saturday. And then Alex and Jackson ended up going back to their house in Homewood where they live.
Okay.
And then yesterday, David and I went to church early, came home. I took one of the best naps yesterday. Oh my goodness. I had the best Sunday afternoon nap.
Oh, I love a good Sunday nap.
Where you just go to sleep again. Mm-hmm. It's not even a nap as it is just pure deep sleep. And so I kind of woke up in a haze about 3 and, but kind of settled in and watched some of the pregame stuff for the Super Bowl. And then I went in, in professional football, I mean, I'm interested, but I'm not invested.
Yeah. Yeah. No.
So, same. Yeah. So, I was kind of cheering for the Seahawks because Charles Cross is one of their offensive linemen, and he played at State. I mean, that's kind of how I do. Mm-hmm. Is there a Mississippi State player here? Well, I'll cheer for them. And I also like the Seahawks uniforms, to be fair.
Yeah, they do have good uniforms.
They really do. Yeah. So I watched all of that and enjoyed it, just kind of working on the computer and watching all the festivities. And then I went to bed. So, you know, it was fantastic. I don't know. I like a big national event, you know, like something like the Olympics, something like the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. I enjoy enjoying those things, even though mostly it's online. But I enjoy kind of watching everybody's takes on things and seeing their reactions. And it was really sweet afterwards. I felt like, well, after the halftime show, I think I was on Threads. I think mm-hmm. that's where I was. But I love seeing when people like come in and they can analyze things like, it's kind of like watching a play when you watch a halftime show. And so I loved seeing like the analysis and the symbolism and all that kind of stuff that people were digging into. I get real nerdy about that kind of thing. So that was fun. And then today I'm still in my pajamas and I am, you know, recording this and going to ease into the Monday, I reckon.
Listen, I had to see little Ann Michael May. She had on a darling little jacket with some bedazzled jeans before.
Okay, I did not see her.
Well, they never showed her on TV. I don't know why they don't show her on TV. I looked on her Instagram because I was like, I have to see what she's wearing. I have to look and see what she's wearing. And she looked darling. She had this cute little custom jacket with a fur collar and, you know, it was just so cute. But I was like, that really was the high point of the game for them. You know, I felt
They struggled.
Mm-hmm. They struggled. I was like, you know, just I felt like the first half was like my kingdom for an offensive touchdown. I get that there are people that are like so into defense, but I'm like, I like to see a rip roaring high scoring, you know, offensive showcase. And that was not what this was.
It was a lot of field goals
and
finally some touchdowns, but not the kind of battle to the end that you necessarily think sometimes you'll get with the Super Bowl.
Not so much. Now, I have the problem. Let's talk about some of the commercials.
Okay. I got to say this real quick. And I'm going to be positive. I really am. But I need to say this. That Manscaped commercial.
That's the grossest thing I've ever seen.
That put me down.
Same.
And you can go find it if you want to. I'm not linking to that in the show notes.
No.
I don't want to see piles of hair ever.
Nope.
And particularly, I don't want to see piles of hair talk.
No.
Right? I don't want to see them animated.
I thought that there was no commercial that could ever be grosser than the cartoon one for toenail fungus, where you see the fungus lift up a toenail and go in. That commercial, I can't. That commercial should be a felony, but that Manscaped commercial, it was like somebody said, I see your toenail fungus and I'm going to raise you some nasty talking man hair in a sink. Who thinks anybody wants to see that? Then you're seeing people getting like the back of their arm shaved. I'm like, listen, if you want to groom yourself to that extent, I don't want to think about the hair on the back of a man's arm. That's gross. Gross.
So that one got me. Mm-hmm. And so did the Liquid IV commercial that had the singing toilets. I don't want to see a toilet up close.
No.
Even if it's a cartoon, I don't want to see it. I don't want to think about it.
No.
I certainly don't want it to sing to me.
Mm-mm.
I was so grossed out by that. And for that commercial to go in the direction it went.
Yeah.
No, thank you. Those were really the two lows for me.
I agree.
Were Manscaped and Liquid IV. I did not care for those at all. But what were your favorites? Because I did have some favorites for sure.
I thought the Mr. Rogers theme, I can't remember what it was for.
Rocket Mortgage.
Yes. I thought that was really cute.
That kind of put me down in a different way than the Manscaped, which just really made me rethink my whole life. But the Rocket Mortgage thing was so sweet. Yes.
Yeah. I thought that was really sweet. So that's my standout. So what about you? Did you have any others?
My 11th grade self that loved the Colon Blow commercial from Saturday Night Live when I was in like eighth or ninth grade. Mm-hmm. the William Shatner Raisin Bran commercial, to me, that was a sweet pitch for my sense of humor.
Yeah, that's good.
I loved that a lot. And for some reason, again, I'm sort of juvenile when it comes to a commercial. The Bud Light commercial where the keg rolls down the hill, yes, and then like Post Malone rolls after. Okay, all day long.
Yeah. Yeah.
Twice on Saturday. I'll think that's funny.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I liked that. I just think Peyton Manning is funny. If he's standing somewhere, I think he's funny.
I agree.
You put him in a commercial where he deadpans, mm-hmm, I'm on board. I will buy your product. I'm good to go. So
yep.
I enjoyed that too. So, you know, that's kind of a fun part, I think, of the whole experience. I just felt like there were a lot of commercials for things that don't apply to me.
I was going to say that. What is it? The DraftKings with all the betting and the whatever. I was like, I don't understand.
Have you ever bet on sports in your life?
Never. No.
Me
never.
Either.
I wouldn't even know how to. When people are like the over under and the Bob is spread, I'm like, I don't know. Yeah.
So that, and then cryptocurrency, whatever. Like, I'm 0% interested in your cryptocurrency.
Yeah.
Listen, we're all doing the best we can to manage the stuff we can actually like touch and use.
Yeah.
So I'm not into that. But if it's a commercial though, like for Doritos, even Hellman's mayonnaise, I thought Andy Samberg was funny being Neil Diamond.
Yeah.
Or Neil
Diamond.
That
was good.
Mm-hmm. And I loved the Benson Boone Ben Stiller Instacart commercial. Yeah.
Yes,
where they sang
good.
About bananas.
Yes, that's good. Yes.
I want the silly commercials.
That, same.
Or heartfelt. The Lay's commercial with the yes. potato farmer dad
with the
and
potato,
his daughter. Oh,
yes. Listen, that'll put you in the bed. Yes. Mm-hmm. I like either a good sentimental or something really funny. But just the other ones. And then there were some movie like previews. And I was like, I want a commercial. I want a creative, you know. Commercials. So, the cryptocurrency and all that. I'm like, why are we talking about pretend money? That's not even a real thing. I don't know.
50 Cent and DoorDash was fantastic. Did you see that?
I saw that.
Oh, it was because, you know, he was the producer for the Netflix documentary about P. Diddy.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was all kind of it was about beef. And it was very clever. He was very clever in it.
That's cute.
Okay, so like Super Bowl Sunday is always fun,
mm-hmm,
even though we didn't do anything and it was, you know, just us and what ifs.
Mm-hmm.
But college baseball starts this week, Melanie Shankle.
Yes, it
does. College baseball starts. And I am so excited about it. I have checked the weather in Starkville. Mm-hmm. Like it was my job to see how Friday's supposed to go. And the forecast was not looking good for a while there. It's getting better and better.
I was going to say, what are we looking like? First pitch. What's our temperature first pitch?
It looks like we're going to be around 68 degrees.
Oh, that's perfect.
It's supposed to rain late that night. Showers. Okay. And I think it's supposed to rain more on Saturday, but that's a Saturday problem. I'm just concerned about Friday.
Okay.
And I'm so tickled. I can't wait for just. Jackson and I talked about it a lot over.
Okay.
As you know, I have way too many hopes connected to Mississippi State.
Well,
and that's okay because
it is okay.
I understand this is not realistic on my part. I just have needed a place to just blindly hope. And college baseball is it for me right now. So I'm super excited about it. I'm excited to see the uniforms. This is the week we find out what everybody's walk-up songs will be, which
that's good.
I'm hoping that's going to be today, tomorrow.
Okay.
For Mississippi State, I'm really looking forward to that. And so I'm thrilled about it. Emma Kate and I got tickets together. So we're going and we're so excited. And listen, I'm just beside myself that we're at this point in the year. So
very exciting. I know. Yeah. It's hard to believe that we're already here, but here we are. Because I was like, when I left this weekend, when we left on Sunday, honey was like, oh, I'm so sad the weekend was so short. And I was like, well, listen, we got baseball. So I feel certain I will be back for at least a couple of baseball games at some point along the way. So
aren't y'all doing some kind of renovation?
We are not current. It has not started yet.
Okay.
There's talks. I think it's coming. I don't know. But listen, what they need to do is figure out how to get more people in that parking lot. in a timely manner, because that's great. We can rebuild all day long, but you got to have a place for people to get in and out efficiently. And you're always navigating the train track. So that's, we have enough problems without, you know, like, I'm like, can we not have a line where the prepaid people go, where you have like, I don't know. I just feel like we could do better. I'm like,
Is anybody listening connected to the game day operations team at A&M? Yeah. Anybody?
I don't know. Because then, and I'm going to tell you that by the time I got in and I had missed tip off and I was sitting there and we'd only scored 2 points and I looked down and I saw that Pepsi sign, I seethed with rage. I was like, what are we doing? We're a top institution. Like, we should be better than this. And we're just, it's just good enough. Pepsi, good enough. Parking, it's fine. I'm like, no, you know this is going to happen. You're going to have softball. Our softball girls are killing it, and they're ranked. We're about to put baseball in, and we've got buckyball. Let's figure out how to get everybody in and out of West Campus better.
I was not trying to wind you up, but I'm so glad I did.
God, was so annoyed. I was like, look at that stupid Pepsi sign. That's ridiculous.
I totally agree with you on that. That's uncalled for.
It's unacceptable. Mm-hmm. I will say, and I didn't get to fully enjoy them because I don't know if I mentioned that we missed tip off because it took us so long to get in the parking lot, but they did. I don't know if they've done this at other games, but they did give all the students had those light up light bracelets like they had at the Taylor Swift concert where flashed and did different stuff. And I was like, that's good. I like that. It was very cool because they had them all synced. So like anytime something would happen, you know, when we scored that third point, the lights just went crazy.
Well, now we're up to 19 at the half. It was electric.
It was. We're just waiting. We're coming back any minute now.
Well, so, I did start reading a new book last night.
Okay.
Called The Heir Apparent.
Yes.
Which I'm mentioning because it involves a young woman who is a member of the royal family. She has left the royal family full time so that she can be a physician. Mm-hmm. But alas, some things happen that call her back to England. And I feel like it's going to be a good little escapist sitch. I don't know. I'm not super far into it, but it does feel Melanie adjacent. I just wanted to let you know that it's out there, that it's available.
Thank you. Well, I am reading a book right now. I'm going to tell you, somebody recommended this to me and I cannot remember who, but somebody on Instagram messaged me and said, if you love World War II books, have you ever read The Bronze Horseman by Paulina Simons? And the way she described it was, it's like a Russian Thornbirds. And when I tell you, I immediately went to Amazon. Immediately. And apparently it's a trilogy and it's on Kindle Unlimited. So I've already downloaded all three of them and they're long because I'm telling you, I think it's 800 pages if it was the real book, because I have been reading this book nonstop. I'm consumed by it. It's like, okay, I think I was like a sophomore in high school when I read Danielle Steele's The Ring. And that was the first, that book.
Oh, I remember that book. Yes.
Listen, that book is my World War II origin story of why I loved a World War II romance. And Thornbirds is also a pivotal book in my childhood that I remember, like, not my childhood, but like early teens, like one of the first adult books that I'd ever read.
Oh, yeah.
So this book like marries those two worlds. And what I'm telling you is that you were in World War II Leningrad and the Nazis have just invaded. And it is a love story between Alexander and Tatiana. And when I tell you any spare moment I am reading this book, like I told Perry last night after the Super Bowl, I said, if nobody's going to score a touchdown, I said, I've got to return to Leningrad and see what's going on with Tatiana and Alex.
I'm so happy for you, Melanie.
You would hate it. You would hate it on every level.
I'm physically like, I I'm itching right now. I'm physically, my body is like, I can't do it. But listen, I'm so happy that you enjoy it.
Yes.
I don't think it would be for me.
There are multiple chapters where they've run out of food, the blockades have happened, and they're in Leningrad. And it's not hot, but it is freezing cold. They don't have any food. this goes on for a long time, but it's an epic love story. It's, I don't know why, you know, sometimes it's just the perfect book where I'm like, this is exactly what I need for my mood. It is a saga. It is dramatic. It's a love story.
Mm-hmm. It's an escape.
It's a total escape. And yeah. So if you like that kind of book, I had never heard of it. It's completely sucked me in. So,
okay. Yeah. All right.
Yeah. Fantastic. So that's all I'm doing. I'm not even watching. I haven't even watched Real Housewives of Beverly Hills from last week because I've been so worried about Tatiana and Alexander.
Well, so that speaks volumes. Yeah. That really does.
I mean, what more could you need to know?
All right. So is it time for five favorites?
Is time for five favorites. The first one is something, this may have been a five favorite at some other point, but I just have to tell y'all that through a series of events, I don't know if you remember, about a year ago, my Opal ice machine had died. And so I decided that I was going to get a more budget-friendly, and I got the Yuhaumi. The Yuhaumi has never been as adequate, but I couldn't justify because I'm like, it works fine. I don't like the way it makes its ice. It's too soft. It melts too fast, but I've got to ride the wave with Yuhaumi. Yuhaumi broke down about 2 or 3 weeks ago. I cleaned her. I did all the stuff. She's still every time I was making ice. So the Opal ice machine, I happened to look, it was on sale. I ordered, it's the Opal 2.0. I'm going to tell you that she arrived at my house last Thursday.
Yes.
And it's like I've been reunited with like an old love.
What a sweet, sweet time.
Tatiana and Alexander is one love story, but that's Opal and I are another love story.
Okay. Because, I'm so delighted by this development.
Yes. And I feel like people always ask, like, is it worth it? I think it's worth it. And this 2.0, we'll see how she does, but it feels like they've updated some things and added in some things that are supposed to maybe make it last. I'm going to baby it like nobody's business. Now I know, you know what I mean? To treat her with the respect that she deserves.
Absolutely. Certainly. Yes.
She needs filtered water. She needs to be cleaned on a regular basis. So there you have it.
Okay.
So I'm just saying, I highly recommend. The next thing is, so excited for you. When I got these in, I texted Sophie immediately and I said, I'm going to put these on five favorites, but I love them so much. And they are the Vizone, you know, which is a famous Amazon optometry brand.
Yes.
But they are the oversized progressive readers. Y'all,
whatever you're about to say, just know I co-sign it. I co-sign it.
Mm-hmm. I got these in. I love a progressive anyway. I think they come in regular readers if you don't like a progressive. I like a progressive because I'd like to just be able to wear them all the time. But they're like your favorite pair of giant sunglasses. They are big. They are square. I got them in the green. As soon as I got them in, I loved them so much. I got them in two other colors because these are my new favorites. Like, they're so good. Like, and they're they feel so comfortable on your face.
Like, yes. I like the, I got the green too, and I'm going to order another pair, but they are fantastic. I had them on last night watching the Super Bowl. I loved that I could look down at my computer and see that, and then I could look up and look through the top part of the glasses and still see far away. Great. They're fantastic. Yeah. And they're so cute.
And I think, like, because I've ordered other progressives where it's like they just aren't quite clear at the top and you still, like, they're still blurry, but these are like really good. Like, they they're you can watch TV and look at your computer. Love these. The next thing is I have this Mona linen shirt dress from Anthropologie. I have it in a red and pink that I bought a couple of years ago. But you know that Anthropologie's new thing is if we make a dress that's good, we're going to make it in 700 different patterns and colors before it's all over. Mm-hmm. But this new red floral that they have.
Melanie, it's in my cart right now.
It's so beautiful. And this dress, y'all, it's like a nice, I'm assuming it's made exactly the same as the one I have. So it's like this nice heavy linen, but it's not, it doesn't wrinkle like you would think linen would because it's lined. So it's really well made. You can wear it with or without the belt. I would recommend for sure sizing down because it runs big. Like I think mine's an extra small and I never wear an extra small because it runs big. But this red floral has just captivated me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, do I need it? I don't know, but it's so pretty. So if you need a really pretty dress, love this one.
I really like it. It's in my cart. And the only thing stopping me is that I just think, where am I going?
I know.
Where am I going? But I want to own it. I want to have it. And so I'm in a crisis about it. Really?
Same. Because mm-hmm. I'm like, I know that I would enjoy it, you know, but I don't know where because where am I going to wear it? To HEB? Probably not, you know, but mm-hmm. anyway. The next thing is Old Navy has these side-striped cotton leggings.
These are so cute.
Aren't they cute? And like, they're a cotton legging, so I don't know that I would work out in these necessarily. Like, I mean, I would maybe like lift weights or something in them, but I wouldn't do like a real sweaty workout in them just because they're cotton. But like, to have to wear around just as like a leisure legging, they're so cute. This green with the white stripe just owns me. I think it's yes. just the cutest thing. They're only $20 right now. I'm sure they're going to be on some sort of sale even by the time this comes out because it's Old Navy. But they're really cute. They're really soft. They're really comfortable. I love these.
Okay. I just added the green and the navy to my cart.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just super cute. And I have like a white, just an all white, like Free People sweatshirt. And I'm like, that's an outfit right there.
That's an outfit. You know? Oh,
that I will wear.
Yes. 100%. Yes. No need to debate that like I am the red dress.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the price point is a little better too.
Yes. You know, certainly
$20. Mm-hmm. Okay. The last thing I had said, one of my low level goals this year was that I was really going to be meticulous about putting on eye cream every day.
Yes.
And I've been using different ones that I had bought, but I'm going to say even some pricier ones, this one is the one that wins for me. And it is it's not a surprise because I love the In Beauty Extreme Cream. That's my daily moisturizer now, but the In Beauty Extreme Cream, their eye cream is, I'm telling you, it is magical. I can see a difference. So it has reduced, I can see the difference, but I can tell that my under eye skin is not as crepey. It's super moisturized and it just has a little bit of a bright pink tone when you put it on. So I think.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so I don't put on makeup most days if I'm not going anywhere. So it just gives me a little brightness under my eye, almost like a concealer kind of a look would.
Yes. I love that.
I love the way it feels. It doesn't have a smell. I think it's amazing. For the price, it's so good. So anyway, that's my fifth one after much eye cream research.
Well, I mean, you've really taken us on a journey here. You've led us on an excursion. And we thank you. I'm so happy about your new Opal ice machine. I did not know you had ordered one. So yeah,
I pulled the trigger and it was kind of one of those, I was like, God, I feel bad. But I was like, no, I can't live. I had been digging ice out of the freezer, just regular ice for like 3 weeks. And I was like, I can't do that. I cannot live like this anymore. Right.
Well, it's just the ice is a big deal to you. So
it is a big deal.
Yeah, I think that's great. I'm so mm-hmm. glad. And that you've gone back to the Opal. I'm really curious. I've got high hopes for the Opal. And I'm real interested to hear you say that you're going to use filtered water with it, that you're not going to just like refill it all willy-nilly from the sink.
No, I've got my Brita pitcher. I ordered mm-hmm. new filters. She's only getting the Brita water. I also think it's going to be good for my marriage because I had been putting the big ice from the freezer in my cup and then I like to chew ice. And Perry, the amount of times that he'd be like, how's your ice? So it's just better. It's better for all of us if I have the nugget ice because I can chew my ice and it's not going to ruin my marriage because somebody wants to throw me through the window.
Yeah. So what a bonus. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
That's so good.
Yeah.
I can't wait to hear how this goes. You know, we only use filtered water and I mean, I take no credit for this because I would absolutely use sink water in my coffee pots,
mm-hmm.
but we only use filtered water in our coffee pots for much the same reason, Melanie. You've got to take care of these things. You have to take care of them. They're delicate, delicate devices.
Yes. The mechanisms, the internal mm-hmm. mechanisms are very fragile.
That's right.
Yeah.
Okay, y'all. Well, we'll be back next week and we hope you have a great rest of your week.
All right. See y'all later.